to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline, I got a chance to meet this guy. Gosh, was it last year already? Several months back, and it was a great time sitting with him talking basketball. But we're talking to Sean Nolan. He is now the player development coach for the Denver Nuggets, a former UNC Bear. Coach Nolan, man, great to have you on the program.
Brady, I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much.
Hey, congratulations to you, by the way. I mean, this is a awesome opportunity. But for us locally, you know, and know of your career here with UNC, I mean, that's exciting. So it's really cool to see you moving up with the Denver Nuggets, man. And obviously, we're huge Nuggets fans. So congratulations to you, my friend.
I appreciate it, man. It's a dream come true.
Okay, Coach, can I ask, how's everybody feeling? I mean, see, everybody's getting sick over there. It's the time of year, I suppose.
Yeah, it is the time of year, I guess. You know, that's kind of what we're struggling with right now. We've gone through it. You know, a couple guys came back last night. You know, they're still trying to catch their wind, I think, being gone for about 4 or 5 days. So we dropped one last night, unfortunately, but hopefully we're trying to get around this curb, or maybe we caught it before everybody else, so then everybody else, I don't know. You know, trying to look at the silver lining with it. So
no doubt. I saw Bones tweeted. He's like, there's something in the air, man. I mean, but you know, I think about that, too. Like, you know, when we get sick, it just spreads. You spread it around your house. Everybody's sick in the family. I suppose that's got to be difficult. Once you get somebody sick in that locker room, it's what do you do? It's going to spread.
Exactly. I was, you know, it's funny that when he tweeted that, I was walking actually right next to him during halftime, and he didn't look. His head was down, looked like low energy and stuff. But because normally Bones is always like bouncing around, and you know, so he should be good. So.
Well, give it a few days. Hopefully everybody starts to feel better. Coach, talk to us about your role with the team. Yep. And again, we have so many listeners that just, they love the UNC Bears, they love the Nuggets. It's the perfect combo for you. But talk to us a little bit about your role. You're walking right next to Bones, player development. I'm guessing, you know, you're working with a lot of those younger guys that we are seeing do some big things with this team.
Yeah, you know, just trying to help any way I can with these guys. You know, I mean, they're already great, right? They're unbelievable players. So just trying to be there, help them. Anything, you know, obviously we see to help them and put them through the drills. Obviously we work more, you know, kind of with the younger guys to get them up to speed. But, you know, a lot of guys come back at night. And, you know, like I work a lot with Michael Porter Jr. at night. You know, he loves to come back and shoot. Obviously he's probably a top 5 shooter in the world, you know. So just, you know, player development, we're helping these guys, you know, improve on the court and help us win games.
Well, Michael Porter Jr., I mean, that's a guy we talk about on a regular basis. But if he can get it all to click, because like you said, we know that shooting ability is there. But, Coach, I've seen a little bit more of an aggressive MPJ this year, both on the defensive side and the offensive side. And, man, if he can get all that stuff working together along with that shot, he could be a really special basketball player.
Yeah, no, agreed. And I think he's already really special. I just think, you know, he had like his injuries, you know, with his back, and you know, he kind of had the drop foot thing going on, and he's recovering from that, and he's really, you know, I think his defense has improved tremendously, you know, from the years that I saw. You know, I wasn't around, you know, but old video of it, but you know, he's really bought in and locked in, and if we want to be good, he's got to be really good.
What about this guy, Coach? Talk to us. Again, we're talking to Coach Sean Nolan, player development coach for the Nuggets, former UNC Bear, Christian Brown. I'm really interested and I love watching this guy play. He's had games where I go, dude, he does not play like a rookie at all. And then, you know, of course, you're going to have those games where you go, oh, yeah, that's right, he's a rookie.
Right. Man, what a tough, competitive kid, you know, even in the workouts, you know, we do some game stuff with him, and just a tough, tough kid. I think he's going to be a really good NBA player for a long time. You know, he's a rookie, you know, you have your ups and downs, but I think he's way ahead of the curve. And, you know, he's willing to listen. And he provides, he's so good defensively, has good instincts. You know, he's just trying to, fine tune a couple of his offensive, you know, skill sets, but, he's played really well for us, and hopefully, you know, by the end of the year, after playing 60, 70 games, he's making a huge impact for us.
All right, now I have a serious question for you, Coach. How many half-court shots does Chanchar take in practice a day?
Yeah, no, it's actually funny that you said that. So I know it kind of came out, but that's like actually our routine with him. You know, I do kind of his daily routine with another coach, and then after our pregame, after every game, or our pregame routine before the game, we'll always go, hey, first one to make three of them, and there's about three or four, three coaches of us, and then him join in. And actually, yesterday was the first time that he won one of those.
Really?
I guess some of the
coaches. Well, now he's got confidence, right? He did it in the game.
Yeah. So no, he does practice that, and he loves shooting it all the time, and it kind of became like a thing a couple weeks ago, and then he hits that shot against Dallas to win the game, I think, or make a huge turn for it. And then, now it's become this thing. He was shooting half-court shots after a shoot-around yesterday, and I see all, the media people kind of having their phones out. So that's kind of a fun thing.
Well, there was still a lot of basketball to go in that game, but that half-court shot, it just looked like somebody stole Luka Doncic's lunch money, man. He was, so sad after that, and of course you guys go on to win the game. Have you ever been in that situation before? You go into halftime, and maybe you could take us through that. Basically, it's like, hey, there's two more seconds. Luka was out of bounds, so we're gonna play the last 2 seconds of the second quarter, and then we'll get into the third.
Yeah, no, never have been a part of something like that. And it's funny that you're talking about Luka because they're good friends. They're both from Slovenia together, So he looked at him like, "Are you serious?" But and it's just amazing. Like these guys are just so good, and he shot the shot like it was a 15-foot jump shot. Us coaches are throwing it like a baseball to get it there, and he's shooting it like he's, shooting a free throw. So
it was wild, man. I'm looking down like, wait, 2 seconds. Where am I right now? Why? It was halftime. Did I press rewind or something on this game? But just bizarre to be able to just kind of start that with 2 seconds left and then just resume the third quarter, start up the third quarter.
Yeah, no, super bizarre, and I'm glad it worked out in our favor.
Yeah, no question about it. We're talking to the player development coach for the Denver Nuggets, Sean Nolan. And Sean and I got a chance to meet. I met you, I think the first time was at the GOAT with George Karl. And that was so awesome for me, listening to you two just go back and forth. You have a great relationship with Coach Karl.
Oh, yeah, I've known George for a while. Obviously, I coached with his son, when I was with the Lakers, in the G League with the Lakers for 4 years at South Bay. And, George always came around, just loves being around the game, be in our meetings all the time. And then during the summer when I was back in Denver, we'd go out, watch a lot of the playoff games with each other, talk trash to each other. George is, the ultimate trash talker. So, that was the first time we met, and, just love being around George and hearing his stories. He's in the Hall of Fame now. So, just a great dude to even bounce questions or ideas off him. He's seen everything. So.
Well, I just thought it was cool, too, because you guys both, you came up to Greeley that day, and, we had lunch, and then you went over to practice, and we watched that UNC Bears basketball team, and you guys were just evaluating kind of what they were doing, ended up talking to some of the players. And do you stay, do you tune in, do you check in on the Bears from time to time just to see what their record's at and stuff? How much do you follow the Bears?
Oh, man, since you kind of joined in the pro basketball, it's like you're so indoctrinated in the NBA and following teams and different players. So I haven't been, as locked in. But, I do follow from afar. And, Steve Smiley, he's done such a great job of, staying in touch. And, Sean, anytime you want to come to a practice, a game, please come up. So he's done a great job of keep me in the loop of everything. And, I would love to try to catch a game this year up there. So,
let me know, because I'll go. I would love to go watch basketball with somebody that knows so much about basketball. I think that's fascinating. So you let me know. Hey, I'll hook you up with tickets, but I'm guessing you can find ways to get your own tickets, you being a former player and stuff. Man. I mean, you probably get better seats than I do. So what am I talking about here?
Right. I hope so.
Yeah. Well, Coach, man, I appreciate you so much. Congratulations. I am a diehard Nuggets guy. And so a chance to meet you and then to see this news a year later or whatever, it was awesome. So would love to do this with you on a regular basis. And I know you're just going to keep rocking with this Nuggets team and in the NBA, man. So congratulations to you and all your success.
Appreciate you, Brady. Thanks for having me on, man.
All right, happy Thanksgiving to you, man. Let's catch up soon.
Absolutely.
All right,
you
man.
Too.
That's Coach Sean Nolan. From now with the Denver Nuggets. That happened back in October. He was named the player development coach. And he was with the Bears in, 2004, 2005? So that was before I was up here. But I got a chance to sit down with him and George Karl. And those two dudes just give each other crap the whole time. Like, they just, I said, hey, George, I have your book, man. I should have brought my, Furious George book. I should have brought you to sign it or something. And Sean's like, well, the value would go down if you do that, man. You don't want to do that. I mean, they're giving each other a hard time back and forth. And then they went to UNC practice. I went in. Jerry Schimmel hooked that whole thing up. And so I'm just sitting there watching basketball with Sean Nolan and George Karl, watching basketball practice and just listening to basically them. I mean, George has got a notebook. He's like taking notes on Dalen Kuntz and what Steve Smiley's doing. He gave his suggestions. Basically told him, what I can tell you is play faster. Play faster. You're not playing fast enough. That was his thing, like speed. And again, he talked so much about the NBA and George was, he was around these crazy personalities. The Kenny Martins of the world, Allen Iverson, Carmelo Anthony, loved his book. We're sitting there, though, and he told me a story about Kenyon Martin. And he's like, we're getting at it. We're in the huddle. Kenyon and I are yelling back and forth. And, Kenyon, he was getting up in my face. He was about to punch me and do all this stuff. And they're like, George, weren't you scared? He's like, no, you just got to go at him. You got to be strong. Because when he punches you the first time, you just got to take it and then make sure you're out of the way when he does it again. it was just some of those relationships are really cool. But we do appreciate Sean popping on. Let's make that a regular thing. Talk to these Bears that have went on to find some success after their days at UNC. Obviously, as he mentioned, he spent time with the Lakers, and then he got here, and he was, I was like, why aren't you on a staff here in Denver somewhere? And then, boom, shortly after that, he's with the Denver Nuggets. So, great guy there. 17 minutes after the hour, we're going to talk more about this UNC thing. Interesting articles from the Greeley Tribune and the Denver Post. One is the Tribune's article is talking about this, this kid, and his situation with UNC, Justice Luttrell, former UNC Bear, and the Denver Post story is former offensive coordinator for like a day, Dave Baldwin, his story about Ed and just kind of how he handled his business. So two very interesting reads that can teach you a lot about, you'll learn why the UNC Bears moved on from the guy. And when I told you, Angel, the other day, I said on the air, this was not about wins and losses. It wasn't. And now you're reading all this stuff come out. Yeah, that's some of the stuff we're talking about.
Yeah, just the more and more we find out about the situation the last couple of years, the less and less I care about the wins and losses. Because it doesn't matter. Because the program and the culture you created here was not good.
No. And more players are sharing his stuff. It's on Facebook, so it's not like a secret. I saw backup quarterback Connor Martin from last year commented on Justice's post and said, thank you for sharing this. So, interesting. 19 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sunday and Monday night football are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.